تو جایی دارن که معلوم خوشگلی قدمونیات
تو حالا خود and the laws of secede. First question is, what is the proper color that the secede should be, the begad? You see, mostly people have white talit, or white talit katan. But is it okay to have other colors? A person wants to make, technicolor talit out of blue or, gold or whatever it may be. What's the halakha regarding that? Well, interestingly enough, it's actually based on what Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tet, where Maran writes that whatever color the begad is, that's what color the strings have to be. The strings have to match the begad. It's based on Harambam. Either because Ze'eli Van Vehu, to make it pretty, or because of the Zerashem Min Kanaf. That whatever material or color the Kanaf is, color, so too the strings have to be the same color. Maran holds like that. Although the Ashkenazim say, no, it doesn't matter, as long as you have white strings, I don't care what the color of the begad is. Shulchan Aruch is clearly makpid. That's why the Chesed Alafim writes, the best thing is to have a totally white talit. Totally white, with white strings, so you run around all problems. The Ben Ish Chai in the Halachot Parashat Noah talked about talits that have like black stripes or different stripes on the sides. And he said it's okay because you go after Rov. And since Rov the Begad is white, it's considered white and you have no problem. Strange, because usually the Ben Ish Chai always takes the Chesed Alafim. And the Chesed Alafim said it has to be totally white even without any black stripes or blue stripes. And the Mefarshim explained that in Baghdad, when the Ben Ish Chai came, they were wearing these talits with stripes on them. So he was Melamed Zechut on them. And therefore he said it's okay. But in principle, today they have the talits with the white stripes on the white stripes. White on white. That's going to be the best, according to the Chesed Alafim. And again, the whole issue is because once you start putting color on the talit, the strings become now in question. So clearly, if there's stripes, you have what the Ben Ish Chai to rely on, that you have rov, and there's no problem. But for example, they made sisiyot for the soldiers in the army, in the Israeli army. So they had to make them camouflage. So they made the begad green. According to Maran, they had to make the strings green as well. Because green begad, green strings. So people think they go to, Hebron, they buy these technicolor talis, they think it's a hidur, that they're getting all these fancy colors, but it's not a hidur, because what do they do with the strings? According to Maran, white strings on a blue talit is not like a ta'ila. So again, the best idea would be stick with the white. The next question would be a very interesting question that Tosfot deals with in Menachot, the Benutam actually. There's two garments that are Menat Torah. Wool is Menat Torah and linen is Menat Torah. We have wool garments, let's say, wool garment, we have wool strings. So we have mitzvah d'oraita. How come we don't see any linen sisiyot? Why doesn't anybody make a linen talit? Or a linen talit katan, especially in the summer, where it's hot outside. You make a light linen talit katan. What's the problem? Well, the problem is, Tosfot says, is because in the olden days, they used to have techelet. The techelet was wool. So you're going to have the linen garment with the techelet, which is wool, shatnez. Well, there's no problem of shatnez. Torah allows shatnez in a talit. However, Tosfot was worried if you wear a linen garment with the woolen techelet, and you might keep it on at night. And at night, it's not the time of sisit. And now you're wearing shatnez, shilubim kum mitzvah. So because of this gezerah, they came along in the Benutam and said, No linen. Even if you're just going to put linen strings, white strings, without the techelet, the gezerah is standing in its place. Harambam doesn't hold like that. Harambam argues on Tosfot. Harambam says linen garment with linen strings, mutar. Maran, he writes, Afal pi sheminadin beged peshtim mutar b'sisiyot shel peshtim. He's going like Harambam. But since the Benutam was mahmir, better to keep away from these linen garments. And that's why you don't find it. You don't find it because Maran says, Yeshli Zahir, why should you put yourself in a machlokir between Harambam and the Benutam if you don't need to. Today we have other materials. However, the Ramah does point out that if it's a choice between not wearing a tzitzit at all, because you don't have anything, and you only have linen, you could wear the linen. Which means linen is better than doing nothing, but the one makes make sure that the linen has linen strings and not wool strings. Because if you put wool strings, you're going to have a problem of sharpness. Even today, we don't transgress sharpness. We're only allowed to override sharpness when there was techelet. But today that there's no techelet, so therefore do linen to linen or wool with wool. So again, the two halakhot. Halakha number one, the strings must match the talet. That's why we try to get white on white so we get around all the problems. And number two, while from the law it's permissible to wear a linen talit with linen strings, but clearly the minhag, and Maran says clearly, Lizahir, not to because of the problem of the benefit.